Like anyone with a parent in a nursing home, the pandemic hasn't been easy for Mayor Millo.
It's been hard not to be able to see her in person as often as we would like. I mean, I'm used to just being able to kind of roll in there whenever I want.
But unlike so many others with a loved one in a nursing home, Millo hasn't received that call. The call telling her that her mother, or any resident near her, has tested positive for COVID-19.
But I've never felt that she's not safe or that I have to worry about her in ways other than you would worry about, you know, any elderly parent.
Her mother's facility, part of the St. John's Nursing Home campus in Fairport, just outside of Rochester, hasn't had a single resident case of the virus, and only 8 cases amongst its staff. The campus, consisting of 2 neighboring residential homes with just 10 beds each, are part of the Greenhouse Project, a national network of small nursing homes that have managed to mostly keep the coronavirus in check. Through July, the Greenhouse Project had just 32.5 positive cases per 1,000 residents, almost 5 times fewer than the national average for nursing homes. COVID deaths were also low. Greenhouse homes saw just under 3 deaths per 1,000 residents, about 14 times fewer than the national average. Susan Ryan is the Greenhouse Project's senior director and is based at the nonprofit's headquarters in Maryland.
Everything that I know about good infection control, I believe, was inherently built within this model.
The model was created by geriatrician Bill Thomas with the goal of making nursing homes more home-like and less institutional. The first homes opened in Mississippi in 2003, and since then, about 300 homes have joined the network. Greenhouse homes typically only serve 10 to 12 residents, which studies have shown helps them get more direct care time each day than they'd get in larger traditional homes. In the age of COVID, it's also meant the virus has less opportunity to spread.
So my hunch, my overwhelming hunch and belief was that I think they're going to do really well.
But it's not just that greenhouse homes have fewer residents. Researchers at the University of North Carolina, in a study published last month, found greenhouse homes not only had better COVID incidence and mortality rates than large nursing homes, but also better than other small nursing homes. Dr. Cheryl Zimmerman, the study's lead author, says something that sets greenhouse homes apart is that every resident gets their own private bedroom and bathroom.
The fact that people aren't sharing those types of spaces is beneficial in and of itself.
Still, greenhouse homes face the same problem all nursing homes face: staff who leave the facility and go out into the community. A July report by the New York State Department of Health found that staff inadvertently brought the virus into New York nursing homes at the start of the pandemic. Polly Boland is the nurse leader guide at Millo's mother's greenhouse home in Fairport.
So it's really like being very mindful of washing your hands, changing your clothes, when you go to the store, washing down stuff, just being protective like you would do at your own house.
She oversees a team of what in greenhouse homes are called shibazim. They're certified nursing assistants who, in addition to their nursing duties, cook, clean, and do laundry.
So we're able to, A, clean everything, and we're able to really have a sense of ownership of it.
This universal worker model also means less ancillary cooking and cleaning staff coming into the home, which Zimmerman and other researchers think may have helped greenhouse homes reduce COVID spread. Their study also found that greenhouse homes typically pay nursing assistants more than traditional homes, so staff may not have to work second or third jobs in other facilities.
Which, of course, is very common within this field. And we know that that's where there's been risk, is that people go from one job to another job, and then they bring more of the infection back in from one setting to another setting.
The report does make some caveats, like about greenhouse homes' lower COVID mortality rate. Zimmerman says this could be because greenhouse residents have a better psychosocial well-being due to better relationships with their caregivers and easier access to outdoor visits with family. But it could also be that greenhouse homes simply have a less at-risk population. They have fewer residents who are bedfast and on catheters, and fewer Black residents who have been disproportionately impacted by COVID.
Again, you're seeing a bit less of a medically at-risk population. Now, we don't know that that could relate to why the mortality was less, but we certainly would have to better understand it.
Still, the study called greenhouse homes a promising model to consider, as nursing homes are potentially reinvented in a post-pandemic world. Millo wishes everyone could experience what her 80-year-old mother Kim has experienced at her greenhouse home: a private room that overlooks a courtyard, a staff that keeps her engaged, and for now, less fear of COVID.
But I think this pandemic has shown that the current system certainly isn't working, and maybe this is the start of something. I hope it's the start of something.
In Buffalo, I'm Tom Dinke for WXXI News.